This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name is Marian Clinchu. I came from Bordon, it's Hampshire, and I'm doing the planning course.
Welcome to TFTS Radio. Today we're joined by Marian Clinchu, who has come all the way from Romania to do his plumbing course with TFTS. Hi Marian, how are you?
Not bad at the moment.
Marian, as somebody who comes from Romania, could you just brief us on what your career up to date has been?
At first, because I came and I didn't know English, I looked for something which doesn't need so much English. Yeah? So I'm carer up to date. After 2 years, I moved here. You know, the credit crunch came. I couldn't work anymore because I'm a driver. I have full license. If you want to earn money, you have to go far away, and it's not good for the family.
Mm-hmm. So you said you've been a social carer. Did you have any plumbing experience before you enrolled on the course?
I did have, yeah. Yeah, I did.
You did have some plumbing experience?
Yeah, but because it was too long time ago, the things they're doing now, they don't really match. And because I did it in Romania, we are very far behind, even now, with the plumbing. So I have to come. I said, look, I have to do something because, you know, I didn't know the tools, the things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's helped me in that way, you know.
Okay, well, that's a perfectly valid reason to change your career. You fancied changing career. You found about TFTS and you came down to do your practical training in ATL Center. How are you finding your practical training?
The practical training is fine, you know. I don't have a problem. It's good. The introduction is good.
And what are the things you have been doing so far in your practical training?
Yesterday we did some risk assessments for fire and health and manual handling. And yesterday also we start to do the welding. And today I just finished the welding, like you saw. I just finished, so we probably will go on bending now.
Do you have any particular favorite job you particularly enjoy doing in your practical training?
Yeah, this one, the welding. I'm not very good. I think I need some more practice on this one. But yeah, it's attractive to me. That's why I'm doing it.
What would you say to those people with little or no experience, perhaps in the plumbing industry, who would like to pursue and enter the plumbing route? What would you say to them?
I think it's a good way to start a career, you know. You learn in practice, especially, a lot. I'm hoping that will be the same from now on, you know. So I can be on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the moment, you know, after 2 days, you're not very confident.
Yes, absolutely. You need that confidence to build on your skills and reputation as well. I just wonder, how did you manage to combine your studying commitments with your everyday life? You mentioned you have 2 children, you work, night shifts.
The night shift is not very hard one, you know. It's very easy, night shift. So if I have, you know, at least 3 hours, I can do everything I want. So I read, you know, and write and do the questions, because that's the most help, you know, possible time for me to do. Yeah. So then I'm doing a tour practically.
What's the big plan for you after you finish your course and become fully qualified? I know some people, they would like to run their own business or be self-employed. What's the plan for you?
I know a company which is a plumbing company. I would like to work there. Yeah, I'm not, you know, for my own. I don't think I will manage at the moment. But for about 2-3 years, I will be happy to order.
So you want to build up this experience with that existing company and then move on from there?
Yeah. If that's my goal. If I can do it, it will be great, you know.
Well, that sounds a good plan for yourself. And we wish you best of luck in your training when you become qualified.
Yeah,
and thank you very much for joining us today.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.